My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called, What's Your Cure for an Emotional Hangover? It's a new week and I'm looking forward to chatting about today's topic. Lately, life has been happening to quite a few people in my inner circle and it's been a roller coaster ride for them. And because of this, the last couple of weeks had me thinking about emotional hangovers and what they can look like for each one of us. So let's get into it. How do you define your emotional hangover? I've even been working through my own emotional hangover lately. We've had many projects going on at once, stressors, and objectives that we're trying to complete in our own work. FSW has two launches coming up within 2 weeks, and that's made me recognize that there's just a lot in my planner. Some days I'm very confident about what's there, and in other moments I feel overwhelmed. And the go, go, go nature of our lives has hit kind of a wall. And I noticed the last 2 or 3 days I was really tired, physically and emotionally. Even today, I feel a little run down. And so I'm upping my exercise and my nurturing of self. So for me, an emotional hangover looks like feeling physically run down, detached, and even spacey. How would you define or get clarity on your emotional hangovers? What skills or methods do you have in place to be proactive before things really spiral? Sometimes it's not good enough to say, well, I'll just avoid it. We don't always have that control, do we? Especially when things are happening outside of our control. When we spiral in our emotions or reactions, which is absolutely natural to do, it's so overwhelming. Another point worth making is that when we're in the spiral or the thick of things, we don't always see how bad they are, not until we're run down or trying to tread water. One of the ways I've started to help myself more often is to become even more aware of the patterns during my day that affect my well-being. For example, I'm a diehard morning person, but I've been staying up later the last couple of months to edit my books. Do I still do that? Yeah, until they're published. But when I sleep in, which is for me 6 or 7 in the morning, I feel behind for the rest of the day. Then I feel this pressure to keep working into the afternoon before dinner. And after a few years of doing this business, I recognize the earlier I start, the better I feel. And that means the earlier I end, as long as I'm sticking to my boundaries. So do you see how this stacks up? How we can begin to recognize patterns that help us feel more grounded and steady, or behavior and activities that don't. Figure out for yourself what patterns make you feel alive and well and grounded, because that's how you can potentially curb the spirals later. What are the processes you've had in place to both cope with and recover from these emotional roller coaster rides? As I just mentioned, I finally realized the pattern in my day-to-day activities that helps me succeed better, which means I don't get all worked up as often in my day, and that helps me be a better support system for those in my life. Or it helps me curb the fire of emotion on the front end. Maybe not perfectly, but that's okay. What are the methods or activities that help you curb your emotional roller coaster ride proactively? What's worked for you in the past? And what doesn't work for you any longer? This doesn't mean you're failing. Quite the contrary. It means you're maturing and changing, knowing what works for you now as a different person than a few years ago or a decade ago. And when we consider this emotional hangover place or this recovery time, it helps us look at it with honesty, awareness, and wisdom to help ourselves now and in the future. Emotional roller coasters or stressors come out of nowhere in our work world and in our personal world. They're pretty much unavoidable because of how we're wired. Will we always be this perfect? No. Do we get a chance in every lesson to take care of ourselves in a new and better way? Always. And that might mean less hangovers or a quicker recovery time. Bonus, let's talk about tend and befriend. We'll wrap up today's post by talking about this idea of tend and befriend. You can do some more homework on this and how it relates best in your life, but one thing I keep seeing in women's circles again and again is this aspect of community. Community helps us create a bond within ourselves and together. It isn't just about outside relationships, and befriending, I would say, can be befriending ourselves as well as others. Use your support systems without a doubt. If you don't feel like you have quality ones or the right kind, that's the beauty of this virtual world. Yeah, there are drawbacks, but there are also connections that we would have never made 50 years ago. So as you work on your emotional recovery and resettling, allow folks into your life who can help you do the same. I know, some of us are lone wolves and we like our independence, but our friends and community members might be the balm that we need while we're working in the thick of things. They might be the herbal recovery through love, steadiness, and validation. So think about it. Think about all this as you move through the next week or two. And as always, you can reply or comment below if this resonates. Have a beautiful week ahead and bright blessings on you. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at femininesagewisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.